From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers will meet Thursday for their second special session of the year. This time, they'll vote on new legislative maps following the 2020 census. The once-a-decade exercise determines not only which lawmakers represent which areas, but also affects how government funding is divided. Some groups are concerned the new maps won't be favorable for Alabama's growing minority population. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Evan Milligan was raised in Montgomery. He says coming up, the congressional districts he and his family lived in were always changing.
I pretty much lived on the same side of town, just in different neighborhoods for much of my life. And my congressional representative, you know, has changed a couple of times.
That's because district lines have split the Montgomery area for years. It's currently divided three ways. Milligan is executive director of Alabama Forward, a group working with nonpartisan organizations on civic issues in the state, including reapportionment. He says those boundaries matter.
When our communities are split up in that way, it kind of dilutes the amount of resources that can come back into our communities, whether it's for roads and bridges or schools or hospitals.
According to data from the 2020 census, Alabama's population is nearly 27% Black, but almost two-thirds of Black voters are packed into Milligan's district, District 7. It includes parts of Montgomery, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and most of the Alabama Black Belt.
It may be that they designed a district with very irregular lines just to be able to put people of a single community of interest together.
That's Kathy Jones, president of the League of Women Voters of Alabama. The organization is urging lawmakers to preserve county boundaries when redrawing maps. That message echoes a lawsuit filed last month, which challenges Alabama's current congressional districts, saying they're racially gerrymandered and limit Black voters' influence in all districts except District 7. By law, the maps must ensure that districts are competitive, with roughly the same number of voters. That's the task at hand for the Legislative Committee on Reapportionment. Democratic Representative Laura Hall is a longtime member. She lives in Huntsville, a city that has seen major growth within the decade. She recalls what happened last time around.
We had a major case where the U.S. court struck down the maps that we drew in 2010 because they didn't follow the law and didn't show any regard for public input.
Hall hopes Alabama won't repeat that.
But at this point, I would say that's probably where we are.
With the special session just days away, Hall says she still hasn't seen any completed maps that the committee plans to propose, and that's unusual. Kathy Jones, with the League of Women Voters of Alabama, says she and other organizations are keeping a close eye on the redistricting process. She says a fair map should have at least two congressional districts where 40% of voters are non-white.
What we really want is to see the state put a high priority on racial equity and also making sure that everyone's vote counts.
Last week, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Alabama, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund sent a letter to the state's reapportionment committee, reminding them to comply with the Voting Rights Act in the redistricting process. Representative Laura Hall says unfair maps will draw a legal challenge.
If we don't get it right, we're talking about spending more tax dollars defending a flawed map that could have been corrected on the front end. So we're facing a great challenge as we get ready and prepare to go into the special session.
Republican Representative Randy Wood, who is also on the reapportionment committee, sees things differently. Though the state grew about 5% in the latest census, he doesn't expect many changes to the maps.
I think they'll be similar to the same ones. You'll have to actually know what you're looking at to see a difference.
He believes the current maps offer minorities a voice, so the new ones will too. The proposed maps will be released Tuesday. Alabama lawmakers must vote on new district lines for Congress, the State Board of Education, the Alabama Senate, and House. Janae Pierre, WBHM.